Hello everyone. This is Guide Dog Tokyo Diary day 9, and it's the 23rd of May 2016, just after 1 p.m. here. And had our training a little bit later today, started at 8 and did a short session because my trainer had to leave at 9, and she had the other fella, the other domiciliary training person before me today. So today we just did the short walk to the shop, which she absolutely kicked butt on that one. All the targeting worked, everything worked there and back. Crossings worked. Then we did the walk to the other side, towards the other supermarket and the chemist, and that was fine. She had a bit of confusion because we haven't done that in a few days. That's why I asked to do it, and just as well I did, because the way back, she didn't exactly make a mistake, but she hesitated. So we're going to do some of that tomorrow. As far as the bullying goes, I talked to the trainer, and she said to basically ignore her when she does it. Not to, by ignoring, I don't mean allowing it. You know, tell her no and don't give her any kind of, oh, okay, I'll stroke you then kind of thing. But, you know, when she stops stroking, I mean, when she stops bullying, pushing, shoving, whatever, then she gets attention and a pat. So to teach her that she won't get any if she muscles in. Tomorrow is going to be a long session for me because the other person isn't available for training tomorrow. So what we're doing today, tomorrow probably, is doing the walk, the second walk that we did today, the one that she had a little bit more trouble with. Maybe we're doing the leisure walk again, and then you know, the other long walk, and then we're gonna do buses. We're gonna do bus and learning where the vet is, going to the vet by bus, and so learning bus and busier streets and things like that. So I'm a bit nervous about that. I have a bit of anxiety today anyway, increased anxiety, which doesn't help. Most of you know that I do suffer from anxiety. So yes, that's going on tomorrow. For those of you who listen to my radio show, I won't be doing it tomorrow. That's it. It wasn't a bad day. I just took them out. Jeff is not here, so I took the dogs out separately. They both did. In the morning, Tokyo did both, and she did a couple of number ones later on. And now they both did number one. Took them separately, and I took them both in harness separately because Rosie hasn't officially retired yet. So it was a pleasure to walk Rosie in harness. It was like getting into a familiar seat, you know? But yeah, she is slowing down, but it was just nice. And they both did very well in harness. So using the final days of Rosie's harness career, even though it is easier to take her in harness to the, because the toileting area, you have to kind of walk a little bit around, and it's easier to locate if she's in harness. So the trainer said that if I take her in harness to the toilet, it really, you know, it's not going to hurt anyone. I'm not doing anything wrong, so I might still do that. Who knows? I might do, you know, small things to keep Rosie. She was so happy and pleased to go in harness. Anyway, that's it. That was day 9, and tomorrow sounds like it's going to be a big day, day 10. So let's hope for the best. It's a bit scary. Speech on. Pause recording. Button. Oh, and today there was less of the bullying. I was sitting here in the lounge room, and I had Rosie on my left and Tokyo on my right, both laying down. Everybody was happy. So let's hope they keep getting on.